Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. In this program, and continuing next week, I want to follow the thread of influence which began with the legendary French musician Nadia Boulanger, the extraordinary teacher of composers for almost 70 years. On this program, we'll hear several of her own compositions, as well as those of her sister Lily. We'll talk for a bit with Professor Donald Grantham, who studied with Mademoiselle Boulanger in Paris, and we'll hear music of her students Julia Perry and Louise Talma. Next week, we'll continue with works of Prio Ranier and Thea Musgrave, as well as hearing more from Lily Boulanger. Nadia Boulanger was born in 1887 into a family of musicians. Her father and her grandfather taught at the Paris Conservatory. Her father won the Grand Prix de Rome and traveled to Rome and Florence. After his return to Paris, Monsieur Boulanger composed operas while teaching at the Conservatoire. There he met the talented 18-year-old Russian singer Raisa Michitskaya, whom he married when he was 62. So a 44-year age difference between them. And Nadia was born 10 years later. Affluent talent and a penchant for work were evident early. By the age of 16, Nadia had won every prize available at the Conservatoire. 2 years after her first composition, she won second place in the Prix de Rome competition. She studied composition with Gabriel Fauré, among others. She was in his composition class along with Georges Enesco, Maurice Ravel, and Florent Schmidt. And she succeeded Fauré as organist at the Madeleine Church after his death in 1924. By this time, Boulanger had decided to forego composition. Despite some success and some prominent performances, she believed, quote, "If there is anything of which I am very sure, it is that my music is useless," unquote. In the early 1920s, Boulanger began her long tenure at the American School at Fontainebleau and, often concurrently, professorships at the Paris Conservatoire and the École Normale. Indefatigable, she combined performance, touring, writing criticism, and teaching. She immediately attracted an international class, but it was the talented young Americans who made her reputation so quickly. George Antheil, Aaron Copland, Roy Harris, Walter Piston, and Virgil Thompson studied with her in the 1920s, and, along with Walter Damrosch, brought their enthusiasm for her musicianship back to the United States. By the late 1930s, Boulanger was conducting major orchestras in important performances, the Royal Philharmonic in London, the Boston Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. She was probably the first woman to conduct these distinguished ensembles, but she seems not to have paid much attention to that fact, but instead made music with her usual magnificent ease. Like many others, Boulanger spent some of the war years in the United States conducting, performing, and teaching at Juilliard, Radcliffe, and Wellesley. Her reputation with Americans had been made in Paris in the 1920s. It was solidified and extended in the United States in the 1930s and 1940s. From the early 1950s until her death in 1979, Boulanger devoted herself primarily to teaching at Fontainebleau and at the Paris Conservatoire. She was honored and decorated in public and private by the leading musicians of the 1970s, and her reputation as the greatest composition teacher of the 20th century, perhaps of any century, is unassailable. Let's hear some of Nadia Boulanger's music now. Her Three Pieces for Cello and Piano of 1913, performed by Friedemann Kupsa, cello, and Angela Gassenhuber, piano.